Now, who can say the change that occurred in my interior? Everything was horror for me. That love, which I felt in me before, I saw now changed into atrocious hate. What pain, not being able to love him anymore. The thought that that Lord, who had been so good to me, I was now forced to abhor, to curse, as if he were the most cruel enemy, tortured my soul. I could not look at him, even in his images, because in looking at them, in holding rosary beads in my hands, in kissing them, such rushes of hate came to me, and such force that doing that and reducing everything to pieces was the same. And sometimes I put up such resistance that my nature trembled from head to foot. Oh God, what a most bitter pain. I believe that if in hell there were no other pains, just the pain of not being able to love God would form the most horrible hell. Many times the devil would place before me the graces that the Lord had given me, now as a crafting of my imagination, so that I would conduct a life more free, more comfortable, and now as true. And they reproached me by saying, "Is this the love he had for you? Is this the recompense, leaving you in our hands? You belong to us. You belong to us. Everything is over for you. There's nothing left to hope for." When I felt such rushes of indignation against the Lord, and of desperation being cast into my interior, that many times, if I found myself with some images in my hands, the force of the indignation was such that I would tear them apart. But while doing this, I would cry and kiss them. But I don't know how I was forced to do that. Now, who can say the torment of my soul? The demons made feast and laughed. Some would make noise from one point, some from another. They would yell and shout. Some would deafen me with screams, saying, "See how you belong to us? There is nothing left but taking you to hell, body and soul, and then you will see what we will do to you." Sometimes I felt myself being pulled. Now my clothes, now the chair on which I was kneeling. They would move it and yell so much that I could not pray. And sometimes the fear was such that, thinking I could free myself, I would go and lay down in bed. Since these things occurred mostly at night. But even there, they would follow me, pulling the pillow and the blankets. Who can say the fright, the fear I felt? I myself did not know where I was, whether on earth or in hell. The fear that they would really take me away was such that I could no longer close my eyes to sleep. I was like one who has a cruel enemy who has sworn to take his life away at any cost. And I believed that this would happen to me as soon as I would close my eyes. Therefore, I felt as if someone put something inside of them in such a way that I was forced to keep them wide open to see when they were going to take me away. Who knows? I might pluck up the strength to oppose what they wanted to do. I felt my hair stand on end, one by one, over my head. A cold sweat throughout my whole person, which penetrated deep into my bones. And I felt my nerves and bones being disjointed, one by one, and wriggling about, out of fear.